Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
I'm excited to go out. The North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. He's Lance Risen of Cleveland.com, and he joins us now. Lance, how's it going?
Jake, how are you, my friend? Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday. I'm doing real good. We're hectic at the studio, but nobody knows the whys. We're all good. Everything's cruising along, and everything's working out well. So I did think it was – I've been playing with the idea in my mind, I guess, and then going back and forth. I've heard a couple of people just mention things that have sparked the idea in my head. So I did want to start things off, Lance, by asking you – I know that you wrote an article earlier on this offseason, basically naming the, I don't know the exact way you, it was game wreckers. Is that what the correct term that we used?
Yes.
Yeah, and it was Abdul Carter, Travis Hunter, and Mason Graham, correct?
Yes.
But everybody is considering sort of the blue chip. It's two players at the top. It's Abdul Carter, it's Travis Hunter. But then I constantly hear Mason Graham is a can't-miss prospect, right? He's basically a guy that everybody within the top 5 to 10 is hoping that they can possibly draft. What is the difference between a Carter and a Hunter and the talent that they bring to the table versus what a Mason Graham brings that he's so clearly below them?
Well, you know, obviously, I think Hunter, obviously his dual threat, his game-breaking ability, his ability, he immediately impacts your athleticism on your football team, which is vital. So if you're going to start him at corner, you make things simple on offense for him, get him touches. Abdul Carter's a guy that I'm not as high on as everybody else, not because of his talent, just because of what he could be. If you see Abdul Carter, he's a rock, and I'm not sure how much bigger he can get. And he's a guy that at 251 pounds, because of his explosion, I want to see how he reacts when teams run at him, because that's what teams are going to do. They're going to chip him in pass protection, and they're going to challenge him in the run game. Obviously, his talent is through the roof. But me as an offensive coordinator, what makes Graham so tough for me is that when you're an inside game wrecker, it's really hard to help. It's hard to help on him because he's between your guards and your center. And, you know, he can be the three technique between the guard and the tackle as well. But it's really hard to change your scheme, your blocking scheme, when those guys are so talented inside with those tackles. With Carter, if he's a game wrecker, you can chip him. If Hunter is a shutdown corner, you can kind of go away from him. So there's things you can do as an offensive coordinator. I don't see a big difference. For me, I have Graham as my I can see why people love Hunter. I can see why people love Carter. Graham is my number one guy on my board in terms of guys who I watch on film and just like, this guy is absolutely a menace in terms of he's a three-down defensive tackle. So he's 320 pounds, so he can anchor in there on first and second down. And then you can keep him in there on third down because he's got great feet. You can put him in that gap, short style, and have him get upfield. So He brings a lot of value because he can play three downs, and he's kind of just a guy that you know is going to be steady because of his height, his weight, and where he played and the success he had against really good teams.
So then if you're the Browns, are you looking at Mason Graham? I know they brought him in for a top 30 visit. Are you considering him as a potential pick at two if you decided we don't want Travis Hunter?
Well, I would say, you know, it's hard to pick. I think they need a game changer, and I think it's steady. You know, I'm a big believer in offensive defensive line. I've always believed that that's where football starts, and a lot of people feel like that, obviously. But I think it's hard to take a DT at two. I would trade, you know, if maybe if they be back a little bit, you know, maybe that would be an option. I would go with Hunter. I still like Shedeur Sanders. I think he's an outstanding quarterback. I think he's going to be a great pro. But signing Flacco, I think, kind of maybe takes that off the board. And I think Hunter just brings such an impact offensively and defensively with his speed, his ball skills, his ability to change directions. They need some guys defensively that can create some turnovers. They need a guy on offense that can make football easy, right? Right now they have to block everything perfectly. They have to go on these 10, 12 play drives. That's just really hard to do. And you saw that last year with the holding penalties and the, you know, being offsides and things like that. So they just need a guy who can touch the ball and go make some plays without everybody else having to do it, right? So as much as I like Graham, and like I said, he's my number one guy, at number two, I think you got to get a guy, especially in the Browns situation, they got to get a guy who can impact them athletically.
I know you sort of laid out the difference for you between those top three guys. And you alluded to it here and you mentioned it, but is there anything additional that when you look at Abdul Carter versus Travis Hunter, that if you're the Browns or really any team deciding between these two guys, what are the things that you're weighing and what ultimately becomes the deciding factor if you were deciding and you thought that they were pretty evenly matched?
Well, I think you got to think about, like, how can they impact your football team right now? Abdul Carter at 251 pounds, as good as he is he only going to be a third down pass rush guy until he grows, you know, grows into his body? And I question how much he can grow. If you've ever seen him work out, I mean, he's all muscle right now, and I'm not sure how much growth he has in him. It's not one of those, you know, young-looking bodies that has a lot of room for muscle. He is well put together. So I'm not sure what his weight is going to get to, but I would say it's never going to get past 260. You know, obviously, if they can use him like a Micah Parsons, they can stand him up, do things like that. So if you're going to use him differently, besides just an edge guy, I think he can make an impact. But I would go with Hunter just because he can immediately give you impact, immediately play on every snap. You can find, like for me, I think of Hunter as a corner, put him in man coverage, and then an offense, you don't overthink it, and you just get him touches. You don't make him a receiver. You don't make him run him. You don't make him anything. You just, top of Kevin Stefanski's call sheet, it just says touches, and you figure out ways to get him the ball just so he can touch the ball without overthinking it, and let him, you know, same thing on if he was focused on offense. Just put him in man on defense. Don't make him overthink both sides. At 185 pounds, though, I don't know how long you can do that before injuries may become an issue. So I just think the versatility of Hunter and the idea of that, I'm not sure how much better Carter can get in terms of body-wise because he's so big and strong right now. I would go on Hunter, and I think he's just gives you more value, especially with his athleticism and ability to touch the ball.
Lance Reisling, Coach Riz at Cleveland.com with us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. You mentioned the size. I've heard it is sort of painted as a big concern for Travis Hunter, and you allude to injuries. How big of a concern do we put it? Is it so bad that you're considering not drafting him at two if you're a team, or does the talent outweigh that? Is this something that maybe is a little overblown?
Well, I think the talent outweighs it, but the injury factor for me when you watch him on film and you watch every snap of him on defense is he's not afraid of contact. And that's not always a good thing for a corner because of the size of these guys in the NFL. If you watch him when he plays, he sticks his nose in there all the time. He's a guy that just loves to play football. That's one of my favorite aspects about him is that he just seems to really like to play. And that's why he wants to play both sides because he doesn't want to come off the field. But my concern with his injuries is not really his size in terms of like can he hang. It's the fact that he likes to tackle. And, you know, these guys are much bigger in the NFL than they are in college, even in the Power Four. So I just worry about his aggressiveness, his willingness to tackle. Those things are hard to uncoach. You know, those guys who like to play, they're always going to do that. You know, you look at Denzel Ward, that's kind of his thing. Denzel Ward, when he sticks his nose in there, you kind of worry about that just because he's very similar in size. So if he was not a tackler, if he's a guy that didn't like contact, I'd be much less worried about it. But he's a guy, he likes to play football. He's a football player, and that's not good when you're 185 pounds in the NFL sometimes.
Yeah, I definitely. If I can avoid another corner that's going to be injured and constantly giving themselves, not giving themselves, that might be the wrong way to paint it, but getting concussions over and over again, I think I'll, I would not like that. I'd like to avoid those things.
Your best ability is your availability, right? And that's right. Because every time Ward's on the field, he makes plays. He's just got to be available all the time, and that's something he's really struggled with.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I did want to talk quarterback position a little bit with you, Lance, because as we sit here, and you mentioned it, it becomes more and more likely that it feels like the Browns are not going to go Shedeur Sanders at two. So if they go and they pass on Shedeur, and let's say they're eyeing a quarterback at 33, are you looking at the potential guys that could be here, the Darts, the Shugs, the Milrows? Are you looking at them as potential long-term options for the Browns, and is that the way they should be viewing them?
You know, that would be their evaluation. See, the Shuck for me is a guy who I have him as my third quarterback, and the reason why is because when you watch the film, he can make all the throws. He's got really good feet. He played for Brom, who does an outstanding job underneath center footwork in the shotgun footwork. His only drawback, which is a legit issue, is his age. And now that's, to me, is not as big an issue as it once was, because these college offenses are very similar to NFL offenses now in terms of their progressions and how they do things and changing the launch points and all kinds of different stuff. But these guys are much more well-versed when they come to the NFL in terms of what they're going to see, especially coming out of Brom's offense. So I really like Shuck. I'm not sure how high they are on him. And because of the fact, you know, going back to, you know, when they made the trade for Deshaun Watson, which I always will always say when they did it, I liked it. It just didn't work out. But what it's done is it kind of has limited their ability to get depth at certain position and impact players at certain positions without having those early picks. So if one of these quarterbacks besides the top two are not your guy, then I think you got to wait, because you need other players at positions that you need right now. So I wouldn't just take a flyer. I would take another veteran. And then, you know, the term that I don't like is bridge it, but I would bridge it until you get to the, the 2026 draft.
Lance Rise of Cleveland.com with us here on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Lance, pairing a quarterback, and we're going to play with the 33 idea for just a second. Even if you get those guys, or potentially even later, is there a quarterback right now that you think could benefit the most from being behind a guy like Joe Flacco, or a guy that you would absolutely not pair with Joe? Like, are there any quarterback that you rule out? If Joe being the mentor, does it change it at all?
Well, it doesn't seem like Joe's really interested in that. I could be wrong. I don't know a lot about that. I've heard a couple things. It doesn't seem like that's really his strong point, and that's really hard to get. You know, it's like leadership, right? You can't really teach that. He's a good leader, but in terms of being a guy that you're going to learn from, who's going to show you stuff, I'm not sure if that's really what he wants to do. A guy that wouldn't fit with him would be Milrow, right? Because they're going back to more of Kevin Stefanski's offense, where they're going to be play action, boot, getting big personnel and try to find matchups and things like that, and empty and, you know, play action all the time. So I don't think Milrow really fits that role. Tyler Shuck, again, going back to him, I think Jackson Dart would be very good in terms of the scheme. Jackson Dart's a little hot and cold for me, and in the pocket, he's not always really good with his footwork, but he's got a tremendous upside. But the guy, you know, the guy that I keep going back to is Tyler Shuck, because the more you watch his film, the more you see him do lots of NFL things with his footwork, his ball placement, his anticipation, his accuracy. And, you know, sometimes being older, you know, if he can not have to sit for a while, maybe that wouldn't be such a bad thing. The only really negative thing you hear about him is his age, not a lot about his play. So that would be a tough call if I'm a general manager, because when you watch the film, he does a lot of really good things.
Lance, after watching all the film on these quarterbacks, is there a guy that you looked at throughout this draft process as a quarterback who could legitimately get taken that you just said, at least for the Browns, absolutely not?
Well, for me, it's Milrow, and the reason why is because of the scheme. Now, I've had a lot of people, you know, they're keeping Kevin Stefanski. They're high on Kevin Stefanski. Kevin Stefanski is a very good football coach. I think Kevin Stefanski is an outstanding play designer. But there is a certain kind of quarterback that fits his scheme better, right? And that's a guy that plays within structure, that plays within the pocket, moves his feet within the pocket, goes through his progressions, checks the ball down, gets rid of it, protects the football, things like that. And that's just not what Milrow's strength is. And is now, I've been wrong. A lot of people have been wrong. Like, I wasn't that high on Bo Nix last year because I just thought he was older and didn't do. And that's kind of what makes me like Tyler Shuck is the Bo Nix, you know, a lot of college football. But I just don't think Milroe fits in terms of what his strengths are, moving his feet, moving the pocket. Everybody said, well, you got to adjust to the talent, which is very true as a quarterback, as a coach and as a quarterback. But the Browns right now, they're sticking with Kevin Stefanski, and his offense is based on structure. And if you're going to stick with your coach, then you got to kind of get guys that go with that, in my opinion. And, you know, and I don't think that Milroe fits that. Could he be in the right system, be outstanding? Absolutely. Because I was absolutely wrong on Lamar Jackson a number of years ago. I thought he'd be good, but I never thought he'd be this good. So you just don't know what that it factor is. But if you had to say what quarterback doesn't fit, it'd be Milroe.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
As we look up and down the draft of Andrew Berry that he's had in his time in Cleveland, there's clearly been some misses, but a feeling in Cleveland that I'll never fully understand is just walking into 2025 this year and the people who say, well, Andrew Berry's making the draft picks. So he's going to absolutely ruin the draft and he's not going to make the right picks. Is at least the fear that Andrew Berry's going to mess up based on the fact of what he's done before and that this team is going to mess up the draft, is that warranted? Is that backed by what you've seen Andrew Berry do in his time here? Or do you think that's something that isn't a fair criticism?
Well, I think it's a little bit overblown, right? So it's always kind of in the middle. When you hear a story, it's never one way or the other. It's usually down the middle. And I think that's the case with this. I would like to see Andrew Berry now that he has the first round pick. Let's see what route he takes with the first round pick. And if they take a guy like Hunter, then maybe, and they're going to use him on offense, then what do they do with that 33 pick? Because that's kind of been their number one, right? That second round pick has been the guy they've have to kind of rely on. So let's see what he does. For me, let's give him the benefit of the doubt. Let's see what he does with the first round pick. Let's see what happens. I think where the Browns have really struggled and Andrew Berry struggles is that 4th through 7th round. But a lot of people struggle with that 4th through 7th round because you're taking traits, right? You're not taking all the time taking production, which is one of my pet peeves, is you get these guys that are big, fast, and strong, And yet in college, they don't make a lot of plays, and you're hoping with proper coaching, you can get him there. And, you know, being down there on the practice field every day, there is a certain size and speed you have to be. There's no question. But there's guys, they need some football players. And sometimes those numbers don't mean anything to me. You need guys, when they line up, they play and they make plays. And I don't care what they bench or they run. On the football field, they're fast and they're nasty and they play. And I think that's kind of the route a lot of Cleveland people want to see the Browns go. Let's get some football players in there and then see what happens. But so I will give him the benefit of doubt. This is kind of like where they have the full draft. Let's see if they attack positions of need, or do they go with best players. It'll be very interesting. You know, I'll be watching like like everybody else.
Lance Risen with us. Lance, I'll get you out of here on this. Obviously, Joe Flacco brought in, and depending on what they do at quarterback, anything outside of Shedeur Sanders, they go into this thing, feel like they're going to call it a quarterback competition. Any way that Joe Flacco's not winning that over a guy like Kenny Pickett?
Well, I say no. Two things. One is it's his strength, right? This play action, you know, when you think about structure, Joe Flacco is structure. You know, the thing that Joe Flacco has to do, and it hurt him last year, I was just watching the Bills game from last year where he threw a pick six right at the beginning of the game. Joe Flacco's got to protect the football, and I think every coach will tell you that because he does a lot of really good things. I still think his arm talent's very good. I still think he gets you into the right play. I think what he does is he allows Kevin Stefanski maybe not to get to that A-plus as a quarterback, but he can get as high as he can get. And Stefanski really seems to struggle with the guys who improvise and all the things that you and I have talked about. Flacco is about as structured as you get, and he knows this offense, and it seems like they're going back to that. Now, we'll see. Do they get more tight ends? Because right now they can't run 12 and 13 personnel. So that'll tell you about the draft and things that, you know, we talked about who they're going to draft. But I think it'd be really tough. Joe Flacco's got to say to himself, I got to protect the football, because way too, you know, he had 8 interceptions in 5 games with the Browns, and then he threw 2 big ones in the playoff game. So, you know, not having much mobility, he struggles when that pressure gets to him, making poor decisions and making poor throws. But if you can protect the football, Joe Flacco does a lot of really good things, and he's a quarterback you can't win because of, but he's definitely a quarterback you can win with.
All right, Lance, as always, I appreciate you setting aside the time and joining us, and I hope that we get to talk sometime soon, probably right after that draft.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. I'll talk soon, buddy.
Yep, no doubt. Lance Risen, Cleveland.com with us there on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Always good stuff out of Coach Riz. We'll react to what he had to say and more coming back, including a little bit on Mason Graham. But in the meantime, let's get to an Andrew Hody 2020.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable, because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.